Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Gary Sutherland. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Fuentes reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays bunts towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mays for the out. Fuentes moves to third. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lanier settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lanier. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day bunts towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland strikes out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball towards left. Henderson catches it and throws to Lanier, who throws to Fuentes to double up Ferry. Bailey tags and scores. It's Giants, 1, Expos, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Renko reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Renko scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 0 in the game. Day bunts towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ferry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 0 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spear for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry bunts towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. Sutherland hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamilton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 3, Expos, 3. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Marshall now pitching. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fuentes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-3 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Marshall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-4 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marshall scores. Day moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.